Jason Volth stood on the vast desert plain of Renz, dust swirling around him. Heat blasted him from all sides, painfully hot. In the year that he'd spent in this blasted land, he'd grown accustomed to the heat. It didn't make it any easier to tolerate. A shadow circled overhead, the wide-winged shape of the Drazen taunting him. All he wanted was to kill the creatures and those who commanded them. That, or have the Drazen kill him. Either would please him.
Volth!
Jason glanced over to see the plain-faced warrior approach him. Dressed in a thin robe too much like the Wren style, he decided the boy couldn't be much over 15, likely barely raised to the order, and served this deep in Wren's. Someone like that wouldn't survive more than a few weeks. Few warriors did. That was the reason he'd volunteered.
"What are you doing out here?"
Jason demanded. The boy's face paled. He barely could grow whiskers, nothing like the thick beard Jason had let grow. Unlike his deep brown hair, the beard had reddish streaks through it, leaving others claiming it stained by the blood of those he'd killed.
"A summons came for you," the boy said. "I was told..."
Jason frowned, slamming his sword back into his sheath, looking up at the Drazen as it disappeared from view longingly. The creature had killed two shapers before Jason had attacked, and all he had managed was to send it flying away. Drazen were too fast for him to chase, too fast to truly hunt. Best to come across them by surprise, or be ready when they attacked.
"What kind of summons?"
The boy held out a folded sheet of parchment. A ball of wax sealed it closed. The quality of the page told him it came from Atenas, but why would he have been summoned back? Unlike most others in Renz, he came willingly. There was only one way he'd return. Jason snatched the parchment from the boy's hand. His eyes went to the seal, and his frown deepened.
"Who brought this?"
"A messenger. She's gone now."
Messenger. One of the easiest assignments given to the Order. Travel into the front of the war and then back out, never risking more than a few moments.
"Do you know why?"
He stared at the seal, hesitating, opening it. The boy's eyes drifted to the parchment before coming back to Jason's face.
"I don't know."
Jason turned away, slipping his thumb under the wax and pulling it open. He scanned the page, his heart beating faster the more he read, before crumpling it and igniting it with a shaping of fire.
"Warrior Volth? I have to return."
"Return? You're the Wrecker of Renz. What will we do if you leave?"
Jason narrowed his eyes as he glared at him.
"You'll fight. Likely you'll die. Consider yourself lucky."
With that, he formed a shaping. He streaked across the sky, away from Renz, and landed at the outskirts of Atenas. He stared up at the massive tower that rose from the center of the city and frowned. How long had it been since he'd been within the tower? Months. Long enough that he should have forgotten the agitated way he felt when he saw it, and long enough that he shouldn't feel the same surge of anger and sorrow intermingling. Long enough that he should have been dead. He sighed. He wouldn't have returned if not for the summons. When the commander called you back, you answered, regardless of the fact that you didn't give a damn about the endless war and the reason they fought.
Why here, though? Why would Lachen draw him back to Tear? The damn man could have simply called to him in Jornas or anywhere else in Renz. At least then Jason wouldn't have to think about what he'd lost in Atenas and what he'd sacrificed by leaving.
Thunder rumbled suddenly and lightning split the otherwise cloudless sky. Jason prepared a shaping, drawing on earth and wind instinctively, trying to avoid using water. In the months that he'd fought within Renz, he had failed in that almost as much as anything. Water was the reason he still lived, the reason he still suffered. When his eyes cleared after the lightning flash, a thin, hardened man stood opposite him, considering him with a calculating gaze. His long cloak caught the wind and fluttered softly, revealing the curved sword he had sheathed at his waist.
"It took you long enough to arrive."
Jazen tipped his head in a bow to the commander. I came when I received it, and I answered. Isn't that enough? Locken watched him a moment, his lips tightening into a thin line. You still suffer. Jazen grunted. I've tried ending my suffering countless times. So I've heard. The commander nodded and started building a shaping. Come with me. Why? You would end your suffering? Locken asked, before disappearing on another burst of lightning, taking to the clouds. Jazen debated for a moment whether to follow him, before finally deciding that he should. With the same shaping that Locken had used, he leapt to the air, following the direction of the commander and trailing after him. He should not have been surprised when he landed. The wide grassy plains stretching away from the border of Tear and leading into Wrens practically glowed with a shimmery heat, reminding him of deeper in Wrens where there were only shifting dunes of sand. Jazen hated the way it looked, and hated the way the sand blew across his face, spiraling into the air in little dangerous swirls, as if the land itself wanted to destroy him, like it had already destroyed so much. How long had they fought with Wrens over those lands? What was it that Locken saw in them?